Okay, good morning. Let's first of all begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's a joy to fellowship with other believers, to worship you and your Son in the power of your Spirit. Father, we pray that all this glory this morning will go to the glory of Jesus Christ. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, first of all...
You're on mute. Huh? You've been on mute.
I am? Okay, oh my goodness. I'm ready. First we're going to sing.
Yeah, would you all please find a hymnal first? I know I had some song for you there, but would you find a hymnal? Turn to number 40. Turn to hymn number 40 with me, please. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crowned him Lord of all. Hail him who saves you by his grace and crowned him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe,
the scripture reading this morning is going to start off from John 19 in regards to the crucifixion. So then he handed him over to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out, bearing his own cross to the place called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two other men, one on either side and Jesus in between. Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross, which was written, Jesus, the Nazarene, King of the Jews. Therefore, many of the Jews read this inscription, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, Latin, and in Greek. So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, do not write the King of Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to every soldier, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven into one piece. So they said to one another, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to decide who it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture. They divided my outer garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple who had loved him standing nearby, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciples, behold your mother, from the hour that the disciple took her into his own household. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished to fulfill the scripture, said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Then from Matthew chapter 28, with the resurrection. Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and another Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning, and his clothes white as snow. The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, do not be afraid, for that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He's not here, for he has risen, just as he has said. Come see the place where he was lying. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.
All right, folks, continuing, would you please join me again in song number 127. Would you look to the hymnal in 127, a song called One Day.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, the picture. That is painted by my friend Jim Langston, and so Jeff's dad and Annelle's wonderful husband, who's now in heaven. So we love the picture every year. Thank you very much for bringing us that picture. All right, let's talk about prayer requests. Now, we did be in, first of all, do we know how Bobby's doing?
Yes, I talked to him this morning, and he is doing really well, but maybe we need to pray that he can stand up today. So he's working on his strength through therapy, but his real goal is to put his weight on his feet today. He doesn't know if he can do that yet. He might not quite be there, but he will certainly be there by Monday or Tuesday, I think. And they're trying to get him, if he can stand up on his own, not for long, even if he can just transfer from bed to standing on his own, he'll be able to go to the therapy rehab hospital. And that's where he needs to be, because he's not getting the help he needs there where he's at.
Okay.
So, and he seemed real thrilled about it. He's going to try. He doesn't know if he can do it. And I said, just try.
So give us what should be prayed.
Pray that he has enough strength and muscle buildup to stand up today.
Okay.
It really, yesterday he lifted his butt off the bed 2 inches, and I mean, he was just thrilled. Mm-hmm. And he was, baby steps, that's all I told him, all you can do.
Well, we will continue being in prayer.
Yeah, health-wise, it's great. He just, he's just got to get his,
tell him we're in prayer. Yeah. All right. And, are there any other prayer requests that anyone has? All right. Let's be, yes.
Praise report?
Oh, I just, Thanksgiving for my brother's family.
Okay.
Very blessed as far as serious medical issues. Things are hopeful.
Okay, very good. We'll be in prayer. What's your brother's name?
Scott.
Okay. Please be in prayer for my wife. She's having a rough morning, rough night. So please be in prayer for you. All right. Any other prayer requests? Yes.
Has anybody heard about Phil or anything from his surgery?
The surgery went fine, and he was at home resting. That was the last time I talked.
That's the last I heard.
Yeah.
I texted with him yesterday, and he said he's feeling pretty good, still recovering, but everything is, he's really
went
happy with the way everything went.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be fine.
That's what I heard. Okay. I had any other prayer? Yes.
We went out Friday to, we try to do the Christmas and Easter VBSs with some of our youth, and Princeton Mobile Home Park. It's about 10 minutes down the road from where we go to camp now, so I don't know how far it would be from here, maybe 45 minutes or so. We had about 30 kids come out from the mobile home park and maybe 15 adults. And
very good.
11 of our kit men was able to come, and we had some of the seniors from Plano, and Ryan Wise was there, and we had a great group, and it was it always starts out slow with nobody there, and we always say, okay, Lord, just be patient on your timing, okay, is anybody going to come? And then they start coming, and they start telling their friends.
Hey, I know how that goes.
We all know timing on that. I just, please, just keep these children, these families in your prayers. There is such a need. I just felt so much joy that God opened that door for us to just share. We read out of Luke. We shared the Easter story. And we said, what's Easter about? Several kids, Easter bunny. And we're like, no.
No.
We had a lot of fun with them. And we're just building relationships. We're talking about Jesus. We're inviting them to camp. They're not very far from the camp. And we told them we have scholarships. Just ask you guys, please, to be in prayer. It's the Princeton. It's called The Estates Mobile Home Park. There's a lot of poverty in there. There's a lot of drug issues there. Just a couple of really sad stories that were shared with us by the manager. But we'll let y'all know physical needs that may be there. We told the manager to let us know that if there's anything we could do on a monthly basis, if it's food-wise or whatever. And we're going to try over the summer to go at least a couple of times and have a Bible study and maybe get the kids and the parents as we get to know them. But we appreciate y'all's prayers on that very much.
Now,
truly? Some answer did not say it's a Easter bunny.
Yes.
Well, they were.
Yeah.
Some of them were just tall, and all they knew how to say was
yeah.
They weren't all that.
I mean, a couple of them knew.
But there were some that said that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, the manager said, "Are y'all bringing an Easter bunny?" We did do an Easter egg hunt. We included that in.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
She said, "I can get one if you don't have one." And I said, "We're not bringing one, and we prefer not to have one."
Good.
And she said, "Can I ask why?" I said, "We're trying to keep the focus on Jesus." And she said, "That just sounds great." And
She said,
"Sounds great."
Good. All right. Nick, how's Nick?
He is mostly doing really well. This past week, he has been fighting just like throat, you know, whether it's colds, kind of allergies, kind of stuff. But overall, he's doing very, very well.
Okay. So. And Ben. Yeah. Ben, good to see you here this morning, my friend. Looking good.
Thank you.
So how's everything going?
Oh, it's good. We're finishing up this year. Got 2 weeks to final review, and I get to wear my boots for the first time.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, I got my ring last week.
Whoa.
Tanks in the room would appreciate this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, it's been going good. A lot
good.
Of things happening, and ready to finish classes this year for sure.
Good. All right. Okay, any other reports? Okay.
About Chris himself.
I'm sorry?
Chris, your health? Chris
yes. Had a colonoscopy and endoscopy on Wednesday. They determined I've got some sort of issue with the colon area, the transverse colon area. That's a whole lot of information to put out on the internet. Short version is the doc is supposed to let me know. They're having biopsy testing done, and so I'll know this week. I'll meet with the doctor this week. Whether I'm dealing with, he thinks it might be Crohn's, and or what's called ulcerative colitis, which took me about 3 days to figure out how to say that. And so the prayer is, it's a praise, first of all, that they have figured out that's what's causing the anemia is when you have messed up issues with your intestine. You don't absorb the iron. I'm not absorbing iron like I should. So the supplements are helping. I feel great right now. I mean, the procedure gave some discomfort. But the short answer is we'll find out this week what I need to do. As of right now, there's no... You know, major. I mean, it could have gone stage four, terminal. You know, whatever. And so I'm dealing with Crohn's or ulcerative colitis or something of that nature, which they'll treat.
Now, from just your standpoint, is there advantage for colitis or with Crohn?
I think I don't know enough about it yet, but I think the prayer would be that it's the ulcerative colitis because that can be treated and ultimately can go away, whereas Crohn's is a chronic, you manage it for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So that would be my prayer.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever the Lord has in store.
Absolutely.
As of right now, it's a big praise report that I'm still up and moving around, and then it's not significantly worse than it is.
Absolutely. Good. Okay. Very good. Now, will you be flying this weekend? I mean, this summer?
I hope so.
Good. Very good. All right. Congratulations. Very good. Now, we've got so many things we still need the offering for. We need the internet. How are we doing on the internet?
Well, I haven't checked this month yet.
Okay. And so let's have a prayer for the offertory, and let's move in our study. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it's a joy to be able to give to you and to things that are going on as far as the glory of Christ. Pray, Father, you receive the offerings we're about to give. You will use these offerings to the honor and glory of Christ in the use of this assembly. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for His sake. Amen.
All right, once more, would you all please join me in the hymn that's written on the handouts, song written on the handouts, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Earth and heaven in chorus say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth reply, alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done, alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won, alleluia. Death forbids him rise, alleluia. Christ has opened paradise, alleluia. Soar we now where Christ has led, alleluia. All we now exalt, across the grave, the skies, alleluia.
It's not musical bit of modulation, it's just being louder.
King of glory, soul of bliss,
will be the 47th year that I've taught on the Resurrection Sunday. And so I prayed about it. I like something that I haven't done before. So this morning we're going to be looking at something that I haven't done before in regards to the resurrection and to Jesus Christ. So let's begin with a word of prayer as we study Resurrection of God's love. Resurrection of God's love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the Word of God. We learn from Your Word of Your love. Pray, Father, now that Your Spirit will open our eyes to things You'd have us to see and to understand. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name and for His sake. Amen. Now, Jesus Christ, as God, became mankind so that He would die for the human race and provide salvation. Jesus Christ voluntarily came and died on the cross to pay for all the sins of the world. Jesus Christ gave to everyone who will believe in Him as Savior His perfect righteousness. And one of my things today was I was going to just spend the whole time on the ideal of perfect righteousness, and I will be doing that. so many people, and the Word of God says so much about paying for sins. But sins do not give you, the payment of sins does not provide you for salvation in and of itself. You have to have perfect righteousness. And the God the Father gives to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ perfect righteousness. And it's a perfect righteousness, the minus sins, that's the negative, plus perfect righteousness, and you have everlasting life. By sins paid for on the cross, and by imputation of perfect righteousness, that person who believes in Jesus Christ is saved for all eternity. Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead so that everyone who believes in Him as Savior could also be resurrected on the resurrection day. Every one of us, pardon of the actual resurrection of that day, but if we die, we will all be resurrected and brought into life for eternity with Jesus Christ. Now, this week, what we're going to do, or this day, going to look at, but what about God? What about God? Point one, God loves His Son. God loves His Son. The Father loves the Son and has entrusted on Him all things to His hand. John 3, 20, 35. Love is the richest Greek word for love, is agape. God the Father reveals His love for us. By offering, He reveals His love for us by offering His love on the cross. And to all who believe in Him, His Son as Savior, God has given to them eternity as His family. And to reveal just how much He loves us is that He qualified for us to share in the inheritance of His Son whom He loved. So, often people will say, I love you. But, what does that mean? What does it mean when you say, I love you? What does it mean that you love someone? Well, God declares what His love means and how His love is shown. The Father loves the Son and has entrusted on Him all things. So, His love is shown to His Son by entrusting all things in creation now and in the future in His Son. So that's point one. Point two, God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4:16. We have come to know by His Word and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love. And the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Point three. Point three is straight from John 5:20. So if you want to look at John 5:20, for the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing, and the Father will show him greater works than these, so that you will marvel. Now, one way you can determine how much you love someone is how much you reveal to them how much you're doing. God the Father loves the Son so much that he knows that he shows his Son all things he is doing. And people, this includes all that he is doing in the world, all that he is doing in your life now, and things he will do for you for all eternity. Four. How long has God loved his Son? How long has God loved his Son? John 17:24. John 17:24. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me. My glory, which you've given me, for you loved me. Gave me all things, be glory, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. God knows all things. This means that God has loved the Son for all eternity. How long does God love you? How much does God love you? God loves all of us so much that he has given us his Son. How much does God love his Son? First question, how much does God love you? Now, how much does God love his Son? That he has given his Son glory, and God has given us to him. God has given us to him because he loves his Son. Think about this. Think about this. This is how valuable you are to God, that he gave you to one that is the most to his love. Five. How much did God the Father love all the world? How much did God the Father love all the world? How much did God the Father love all the Muslims? How much does God truly love all atheists? John 17:23. John 17:23. I and them, and you and me, that they may be perfected in unity, so that the world may know that you sent me and you loved them just as you have loved me. God loves his Son because his Son is exactly as his Father. Let me go through four things. A perfect image of him. B, a perfect reflection of him, of his essence. see a perfect stamp or imprint of his nature. And finally, D, a perfect form or expression of his glory. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. He is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature. The one true truth that should give you peace and happiness every day of your life is God the universe, God the Father, loves you just as he loves his Son. That's astounding. That's astounding. That the world may know that he, God the Father, sent me, God the Son, and loved them even as you loved me. John 17:23. 6. The love that God the Father has toward his Son is the same love that he has for you. The same love, the love that God the Father has toward his Son, is the same love that he has for you. John 18:26. John 18:26. And I have made your name known to them and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them.
I think it's 17:26.
John 17. What did I say? Oh, John 17:26. John 17:26. And I have made your name known to them and will make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. 7. What is one of the reasons why God the Father loves the Son? What's one of the reasons? Do we have a reason for the Father loving the Son? John 10:17. John 10:17. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it back. The love of the Son for the Father is proclaimed by demonstrating his obedience for his love for his Father as much as he would die for the Father's people. Remember that when God designed your creation, the creation of mankind, he designed mankind in his own image. Genesis chapter 1, 26, 27. When God designed the creation of man, it was in his own image. And for this reason, the Father loves him, because I lay down my life for that I may take it back again. Okay, 8. Another very important one. God the Father bestows his grace. God the Father bestows his grace, gives a grace on those, is because he loved his Son. God gives grace because he loves his Son. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 6. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. To the praise and the glory of His grace, with which He favored us, gave to us the beloved His Son. 9. God the Father loves His Son and is so pleased with Him. And God the Father gave the indwelling of His Spirit to His Son. And His Son loves Him so much that proclaims the justice of God. Let me repeat that. God the Father loves His Son and is so pleased with His Son. And God the Father gave the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to His Son, and His Son loves Him so much that proclaims the justice of God. Matthew 12:18. Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. 10. God proclaims before the world that He is His beloved Son, and that He is also pleased with Him. God proclaims to the world that He, Jesus Christ, is His beloved Son, and that He is so pleased with Him. And then God gave a command in regard to His Son. Listen to Him. Now, when I was making this list, it was in my room, I guess, Friday. I decided I've left out one. And that is, and I've got it down in the list, but you want to tell someone that you love them. You tell them you love them. Matthew 17:5. While He was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am pleased. Listen to Him." Listen to Him. When you love someone, you let them know you love them. Now, point 11. Don't miss what's going on here. Luke 3:22. And the Holy Spirit descended upon Him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came out of heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." The Holy Spirit is involved between the love between the Father and the Son, and we should rejoice when the Holy Spirit involves Himself in us. And it is so important when God the Father speaks to His Son, and He actually describes and declares His Son that He is so pleased with Him. Point 12. The Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. We've studied the Father loves the Son. The Son loves the Father. John 15. John 15, 9. Just as the Father has loved me, I also loved you. Abide in my love. Just as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Jesus loves him, loves you, and you should love him. Point 13. How do we know when Jesus loves the Father? How do we know if we love Jesus Christ? Many believers proclaim that they love Jesus Christ. But when it comes to the action of love that reveal that love, that they do not have love for Christ. They claim it, but they do not have it. If you love Christ, you will love him just as he loved the Father. Now let's look at John 15. John 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. So you claim you love him. Do you keep his commandments? That's the key. As I have kept my Father's commandments, this is Christ speaking, as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Loving Jesus Christ is revealed by obeying his commands. And 1 John 3. So let's look at 1 John 3, verse 23, makes it very clear what the commandments God is referring. Not the 616 in the Ten Commandments, in the Old Testament. But let's take a look at 1 John 5:23. This is his commandment, that we believe. 1 John 3:23. 1 John 3:23. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Question. When did Jesus command us to love one another? John 13. John 13, 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Now, I want to stop and just tell you, this is talking about believers to believers. This does not refer to loving unbelievers. Are we to love unbelievers? Yes. But this command is to love one another, other believers. So, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Jesus commanded us to love one another, that is, that we love one believer to another believer. It is so important to never forget that Jesus loves you. 14. What is love to God? What is love to God? 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. 1 John chapter 10, chapter 4, verse 10. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So what is love to God? To love us. Now 15. We have been looking how much God the Father loves the Son. Now, how much does God the Father love you? Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans 5:8. God demonstrates His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The words from the worship hymn declares, I'll read it to you, till on the cross our Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. The love of God was magnified, for every sin on Him was laid. I hope that you love God the Father and God the Son, and don't just say that you love them, but obey His command. How much does God love us? In this manner, for loved the God, the world, so much that the Son, the only begotten, He gave, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Finally, 16, we have seen how much God the Father loves us. How much does Jesus Christ love us? How much does Jesus Christ love us? Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Now I'm going to close today's study by giving you for your knowledge, just to have it, no verses, just things about love from God. One, God loved the Son. Two, God is love. Three, God loved His Son and entrusted Him with all things. Four, God loves His Son so much He showed Him all things. Five, God loves His Son so much He shows Him all things He will do. Six, God loves His Son so much He gave all the church to Him. Seven, God loved His Son so much He gave Him glory. Eight, God has loved His Son for all eternity. Nine, God loved His Son and sent His Son to the world. 10. God's love for His Son is the standard for love. 11. The same love God has toward every one of you is the same love He has toward His Son. 12. God loves the Son because the Son laid down His life. 13. The Son loved the Father, and it was His delight to obey His Father as much as it was to lay his own life down. 14, God the Father bestows his grace on us because he loved his Son. Think about this next time you think about grace. You have it because he loved the Son. 15, Jesus loves his Son, his Father. Jesus loves his Father so much that he is the servant of his Father, and the Father so loved the Son that he loved him to, as his servant. And he is so full of the love of his Son that he is so pleased with him, Son, servant, and that he put his Holy Spirit indwelt him in his Son, and his Son dwelt with good justice. 16, God proclaims before the world that he is his beloved Son, and that he is so pleased with him and gave us a commandment. Listen to him. 17, God the Holy Spirit God the Holy Spirit visually comes upon the Son, and God the Father personally tells the Son that he is well pleased with him. 18, God the Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father. 19, we should love him, and we have learned several things about how we are to show that love for him. 20, when you truly love Jesus Christ, you will keep his commandments, and that is, keep on loving one another. 21, we learn about love in that God first loved us. 22, God the Father loves all, even when we were sinners. 23, God the Father loves us when we are saved, God the Father loves us when we are saved in his Son. 24, Jesus Christ loves us. 25, the great commandment is love God the Father. 26, God tells us how much he loves us, his Son. We should tell one another that we love them. Yes. I'm sorry? Okay, well, I'm through. We now come to take communion. I think everyone here knows and understands what the cup and the bread are about. So we will go into prayer, and then we will pass the bread. Pray. We stand amazed how much you love us. We don't understand it. We do not understand why you loved us so much. While we were sinners, that you gave us your Son. Even as believers, we still do not understand the magnitude of your love. But Father, we praise you, and in return, in our humble way, we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. It is our custom that everyone hold the cup of the bread until everyone has been served. Thank you. Paul giving an understanding of the taking communion in 1 Corinthians 11, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" We can never stop. Never stop, Father, saying we love you. Never stop thanking you for loving us. That the sovereign, omnipotent God love us. The Creator of all things loves us. It's astounding. And we praise you for this love. We praise you and your Son. In his name we pray. Amen. It is our custom that everyone hold the cup till everyone has been saved. In the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Heavenly Father, it's our custom from the Old Testament of the Passover to spend time thinking and praying in regard to the resurrection of our Son, of your Son. But Heavenly Father, every day is our day to thank you. Thank you for his resurrection. Thank you for his crucifixion. Thank you for his resurrection. Thank you for the righteousness that you've given to us. You keep giving us, Father. We don't understand a God that gives and gives and gives. We praise you, Father. We thank you now for your word. We got to go over to look at your love, which we love. And we thank you for it. In your Son's precious name, amen. And happy thanks of resurrection to everyone.